Good morning and welcome to Wednesday. It is, well, it's not that bad outside. It's kind of nice. You know, it's all right.
Enjoy, because it's ringing and rain and snow the rest of the week.
Yeah. So we'll see what the weather turns out to be. Let me ask you, wasn't it Kmart that came out with the ad campaign about ship your pants?
Right.
It was Kmart.
Yes.
And then they
very important to enunciate that clearly.
Yes. Ship, as in transport, as in mail it to someone. Also, they came out with the big gas discount, where if you bought something and you could go and they would give you a big gas discount. And, of course, they pronounced it very quickly, the big gas discount.
Ah.
Big.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Well, now they've come out with a little bit of controversy for Joe Boxer. You know who Joe Boxer is, right?
He makes some classic underwear.
Yes, he does. They've come out with an ad for Joe Boxer, and of course, Kmart in inimitable fashion. I have to admit, these are very clever, and they are funny, not appropriate for mainstream TV, I think. But have you seen the Joe Boxer Jingle Bells ad?
I just saw a still picture, not the video.
No.
A bunch of guys in their underwear apparently dancing.
Yeah, here's what happens. The commercial opens up with a bunch of men in tuxedos standing behind a table, and they're getting ready to play, the handheld bells?
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
And the music starts, and it's Jingle Bells. You understand it?
I understand where this is going, too, I think.
They step up to the table, and the table slides away.
Uh-huh.
The men are in tuxedo tops.
Yeah.
Jackets, shirts, ties, etc.
And Joe Boxer underwear.
And they're wearing boxers, and that's all they are. And they start moving their hips appropriately for the Jingle Bells song.
As Kramer said, my boy's got to be free, Jerry.
I believe Tom Petty did a song of free. Never mind. No, that was Free Fallen.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I got that mixed up. So it is getting some flack saying it's inappropriate. Now, is it appropriate for primetime TV when the kids are watching? No.
You know, I'm not even sure if the earlier Kmart ads, I think they may have been internet only.
I believe they were.
Your pants
and
the big gas discount. I think those were web-only ads.
I think you're right.
You could play those overnight, like on Comedy Central, right?
I think that is fine. I think on cable television and outside of the primetime area, I think that's fine.
Look, considering some of the jokes that are allowed on some of the biggest TV shows in the country, Big Bang Theory, Two Broke Girls, and whatever the case may be, there are almost anything is allowed these days on regular broadcast TV.
But again, it goes down to the thing, is it may be allowed, but is it appropriate? All right, it may be okay as far as the FCC is concerned.
What does that have to do with TV?
Well, this is the point. We have to get back to, is it appropriate or is it inappropriate? And if it's inappropriate, pull it back.
As long as people are watching, they don't care.
You know, and I have to, hey, listen, I have to point the finger at myself. I push the envelope with some of the things that we do on this program every day. But you have to find the line, okay? Like right now, it's 5:15 in the morning. Uh-huh. The kids are not up right now.
We have to find the line like President Obama put that line in the sand for Syria. Erase it and go over it.
I hope I do a better job than that. But you know, I mean, you look at the thing, it's like, all right, it's 5:15 in the morning. Most of the time, the kids are not up. All right, school kids are not up right now. 7:30, 8 o'clock. Yes, they are, and they're probably in the car being transferred.
Five-year-old is going to school today and telling the principal that the guy on the radio told him to ship his pants. And, of course, he won't enunciate it as clearly as you did. So you're getting somebody in trouble with the principal today.
Hey, I'm responsible for what I say. You're responsible for what you do with the information.
Okay.
Anyway, there's that. So I just wondered if you had seen the ad and what you thought of it.
It's online. You can find it anywhere.
Here's the real Joe Boxer question.
Yeah.
Do they make a difference? When my mother was here, she bought me high-end bedding. She said, I want you to have the best stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I got high thread count sheets and a new comforter. And you know what? It's nicer to sleep in. I can tell the difference.
Wait, you wouldn't buy it for yourself? You had to wait for your mother to come to town to buy it for you?
Well, I understand.
She wanted me to have something nice that I otherwise wouldn't have treated myself to.
I completely understand what he's talking about, because rarely would I go through the expense of buying high thread count. Same thing. Somebody bought us very high thread count sheets. They are so nice. How nice are they? We stayed at a hotel not too long ago that had lesser quality, and it was like...
You wanted your own bed.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
Right.
It was like, man,
they're so nice, you never changed them.
So
No.
If I were to trade in the Fruit of the Loom that I have for high-end stuff, for Joe Boxer, there's a story that Bob Uecker, now that Jockey sponsors the Brewers pregame show, they make high-end underwear.
Yeah.
Bob Uecker wanted some of his talent fee in trade. And apparently is most happy with his high-end stuff there.
Well, there's another joke there, but appropriateness.
I'm curious if it would make a difference.
Yeah.
Get up, get out of here, gone.
WSAU, we're coming back.
Talk and Packers Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.